Today is May 14th, and thank you for joining me, your host, Shirley Singleton, here at the TechnoAnalyst, where we will be discussing topics of interest in the blockchain, cryptocurrency, and fintech spaces. It is my goal to help make these spaces more accessible to people from all backgrounds and walks of life, so that the masses may benefit from this technology. We will be discussing the current topics of interest while filling in the gaps of knowledge as we go. I am not a financial advisor, and all content in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes. In this episode, I will be talking about a new Dogecoin contender making big news. I will also be answering listener questions. In this week's news, Vitalik Buterin, creator of Ethereum, donated $1 billion worth of Shiba Inu coin to the India COVID Relief Fund and a range of other charities, according to Forbes magazine. Shiba Inu is a relatively new meme coin that popped up after the success of Dogecoin earlier this year. The coin rallied on Sunday night following Elon Musk's appearance on Saturday Night Live when he called Dogecoin a hustle. The price of Dogecoin plunged, but the price of Shiba Inu rose sharply, making all-time highs. The price of Shiba Inu currently trades under a one penny, and its all-time high was at 0.000034. While it is a meme coin, it does provide utility in the form of a decentralized exchange called ShibaSwap. According to the Shiba Inu website, SHIB is an experiment in decentralized spontaneous community building. SHIB token is our first token and allows users to hold billions and even trillions of them, nicknamed the Doge Killer. On their website, they said that they locked away 50% of the tokens onto Uniswap, which is a decentralized exchange. And then they sent the remaining 50% to Vitalik Buterin. Why would they do this, you might ask? Uniswap is a decentralized exchange which runs on top of the Ethereum blockchain, which makes it compatible with all ERC-20 tokens and their infrastructure, such as wallets. A decentralized exchange means that it is not owned or operated by a single entity, and it uses a relatively new trading model called Automated Liquidity Protocol. ERC-20 is a standard on the Ethereum blockchain, and an ERC-20 token is a digital asset that can interact with distributed applications and smart contracts on the Ethereum blockchain. And why give 50% to Vitalik, who is the creator of Ethereum? This was done, I believe, in a bid to gain attention for the token. Since Vitalik is already a billionaire, he didn't really need the money, and they figured that he wouldn't spend it. So it was kind of like a publicity stunt. This has been followed by other coin makers, but the Shiba team was the first to do it. However, on Wednesday, Vitalik donated $1 billion worth of Shiba Inu to the Indian COVID Relief Fund, following reports of over 300,000 people dying a day in India due to the pandemic. Prices immediately fell following Vitalik's transfer of over 50 trillion tokens, but have continued to rise ever since. And now for our question and answer segment. Elizabeth wants to know, what gives cryptocurrencies value? I think that's a great question. But first, let's look at the money that we use every day. This is what is called fiat currency. Fiat currency is a government-issued currency that is not backed by an underlying commodity. In 1976, the United States decoupled its monetary policy from the gold standard, meaning that one U.S. dollar is no longer worth $1 worth of gold. This gives governments and central banks more power over the economy because it allows them to control how much money is being printed and how much money is in circulation. Other governments followed suit, and now we have a global system of national fiat currency used for trade throughout the central banking systems. What is a central bank? Central banks can be government agencies or independent, but they have special rights and privileges that other banks do not. Central banks are institutions charged with the creation and distribution of money. They also ensure the liquidity of other banks and implement monetary policy. The Federal Reserve is an independent institution that acts as the central bank of the United States, authorized by Congress to distribute money and ensure the liquidity of the Federal Reserve System, whose members include commercial banks that are used by businesses and consumers. In the United States, Congress sets monetary goals, but it is the board of the Federal Reserve which makes monetary policy decisions to achieve those goals independently, without needing approval from the executive or the legislative branches of the government. In this type of system, governments and central banks are now liable for the value of the money that they print. So in essence, the value of the money that we use every day is based on how much trust we have in the stability of the government that issued it, and not in a store of value of a specific underlying commodity like gold. This system works off of trust. Trust in the government and trust in the central banking system. Now let's look at cryptocurrencies. According to Investopedia, a cryptocurrency is a digital or virtual currency that is secured by cryptography, which makes it nearly impossible to counterfeit or double spend. Many cryptocurrencies are decentralized networks based on blockchain technology. A distributed ledger enforced by a decentralized network of computers. A defining issue of cryptocurrencies is that they are not generally issued by any central authority, rendering them theoretically immune to government interference or manipulation. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Please tune in next week and be sure to give me your comments and feedback on my Facebook page, The Techno Analyst. I'll provide the link below. And until then, be safe.